superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I want to start there.
Mookie Betts is doing everything.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
This is what baseball wants.
The Rich Eisen Show.
We're going to be the only show in town. If you're a sports fan, you better be watching Dodgers Giants. So it's going to be a great one.
Earlier on the show, former Raiders CEO Amy Trask. Still to come. Iowa linebacker Jack Campbell. NASCAR driver Eric Jones. Plus, co-host of Peacock's Brother from Another, Michael Smith. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial if you're on hold, stay on hold. We are going to clear the old phone banks this hour. That's for darn sure. We already had Amy Trask on the show to talk about the fallout of what's going on in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Washington, D.C. offices of the Washington football team and the New York offices of the National Football League and all the other offices around the NFL. If you missed it, go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. All I will say this is you won't be alone. We have over 300,000 subscribers and growing. Our videos are there for you to check out. And I just checked during our commercial break. Over the last 48 hours, our videos have gotten 1.1 million views. So we thank everybody out there who takes in our show by YouTube. And we see you and we greatly appreciate you, even though we don't, you know, have a conversation. You can't call us in the middle of the night. Well, please don't to try and talk about. But they can comment, and TJ reads all of them and takes every last one of them personally. So be careful what you send there.
That
no, actually, Chris Brockman is laughing because he knows it's true. He knows
it personally
it is true.
Is one thing. Being annoyed by
you take them all personally as if they're saying it towards you, which I greatly appreciate it because they are literally responding to something that I'm saying most of the time.
Yeah, I don't get mad when they talk bad about you,
though. I know that. It's like, what do you mean the last Boy Scout is something that stinks? I put it in my TJ's big-ass grab bag for a reason, you know?
Yeah, but you're
I've never seen it, so I can't comment.
Yeah, exactly. You told me I was wrong, and you're like, well, I never saw it.
Exactly.
Like, you turned into someone on the internet.
Well, if it's something that's not worthy for me to have seen in the first 52 years of my life, I figure, you know
You've
what?
Never seen Goonies either, Rich.
That's not true. Well, I have seen Goonies.
It took you 50 years.
I have
years.
Seen Goonies.
It took
because
you 50 years.
It did take 50 years for me to see Goonies. And then because it was recommended by somebody who I trust in my life because I've placed my career in him. He's one of my agents. And he's like, he's got kids the same age.
And you were wrong about not watching Goonies.
And he's like,
Goonies
you know, go have, you need to show it to your kids. And I showed it to my kids. And literally, two of the three ran out of the room screaming.
Yeah, I would not have told you that, though. I would have told you, don't show
the
kids.
I would never, I'm not going to take kids' advice from you.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, honestly, I don't have any.
You used to be one.
I don't have any kids.
Thank you for being honest about that.
Do you know how many children that I've been around and like diapers changed and babysat?
You've changed a diaper?
Are you joking?
Whose diaper have you changed?
Rich,
other than Del Tufo's.
You don't know much about me, man. Like I come from a huge family. A lot of friends here in LA have babies. I babysit. I change diapers. I'm very involved with my friends. Kids.
All right,
I'm the godfather.
By the way, changing diapers. You can't say that when you say you're involved. You can't be more involved than that.
No.
I had one rule when I was single: don't change diapers. When I have a kid, I'll change his. Only ones I've ever changed.
Is your son's.
Absolutely.
And every single person who knows you would say they were glad that you had that approach. Because I wouldn't have let you near my three children when they needed.
I wouldn't know what I was doing.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I've read your kids' bedtime stories.
No, you have done
other duties.
Great things.
Right,
for my children.
But not
other than, you know,
Tupperware,
Tupperware and all that. I don't really want to get into that.
Changing diapers.
Let's go more half glass full.
Let's be happy.
You know who's
let's
never changed that. A diaper? Me.
I've easily changed over 100 diapers.
Never changed a diaper? Me.
Easily.
There you go, Mike, because you don't have any kids.
My nieces, and it would never happen.
That we know of.
Not enough money.
They're good. Not enough money in the world.
Nope.
Let's be more positive here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's a Wednesday on the Rich Eisen Show. And we've done this every Wednesday since the beginning of the football season.
Yes.
And it's just been a total, complete delight. It has been. And it all started with you, Chris Brockman.
Hey.
It did. I remember where I was.
Where were you?
I was with Terry Crews shooting that Olympic special for the Jonas Brothers.
That's right.
In the Valley.
That's right.
In the NBC, near in the old Burbank on NBC. I was shooting that. Phone rings. It's Brockman. What does he want? And you're like, we should do some NIL deal with college kids.
Yeah.
And your first thought was punters.
My first thought was punters.
Like, and I'm like, you know what? Great idea. But then we broadened it out.
Yeah.
The idea is like, let's find a corporate sponsor that feels like we do, that wants to give a little bit of scratch to a college kid that doesn't expect it. Like, we're not going to get in the business of big time, big school quarterback. That's not what we do. We want to give a little bit of scratch to somebody who does the hard work on a football field that doesn't have a name, image, and like this deal. If they do, it's just not very much. They're not expecting it.
Right.
They're not expecting when the news came that, hey, college football, college athletes, college basketball players that's coming too, college athletes can actually start making money off their name, image, and likeness. Let's go. So we said, let's go. And we found our partners in Gorilla Glue. And they said, let's go. And let's give awards each week, $1,000 in free product to a kid on a college campus that's not seen it coming. Because in the case of this player, if you don't see him coming, you better have your head on a swivel. And if you don't, you might need the glue to reattach it. Jack Campbell of your second-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes. He had 9 tackles, 7 of them solo, in a win over Penn State, including what's called a quarterback hurry on our screen. Quarterback hurry is half the story. The other half of the story is Sean Clifford had to leave the game after getting taken down by Jack Campbell of the University of Iowa. He leads the team with 55 tackles. He's an academic All-Big Ten player from 2020 and currently is on the Dean's List in Iowa. Recognition for his spring semester in 2021. He is all that. He had an 18-tackle day against CSU earlier this year. He's all that plus a biscuit. 2 weeks ago, the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. Mm. Now, the Rich Eisen Show, Gorilla Glue, toughest player on planet Earth. And because of his classes with the Dean's List, I had a Zoom with him yesterday. Roll tape. And here is the man of the hour, our Rich Eisen Show, Gorilla Glue, toughest player on planet Earth, player of the week from the Iowa Hawkeyes, the second-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes, Jack Campbell, linebacker. How are you, Jack?
I'm good. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing better for talking to you. Congrats on everything that's going on with you and your program.
I appreciate it.
So, what is going on with you and your program, second ranked and 6-0? What has clicked for your team this year, Jack?
I mean, just coming into the season, all the guys, we felt like we had something special here. And Coach Francis has been preaching about just focusing on us. And, I mean, kind of some things that he's, like, built into this program, just being the best at fundamentals and just being men of high character. And then just going out there and playing with great effort and having a great attitude walking in the building every single day. And that's something all the guys on the team are trying to exemplify right now.
Well, this award is about, again, the toughest player on planet Earth, but it's about doing the tough jobs. You were already a Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. You had an 18-tackle game earlier this season. How do you view you doing your tough job right there in the middle of that hard-hitting defense, Jack? What's your approach?
Yeah, I mean, my whole approach is just being able to do anything I can to just make my team successful. And I just have such a great opportunity to be playing at a Big Ten university and just having the opportunity to work with Coach Phil Parker and Coach Seth Wallace and Coach Calvin Bell and Jay Neiman. I kind of just owe everything to them and just my teammates just doing their job every single play. So maybe I can be free and maybe I can make a play. But I just feel like I just feel so proud to be an Iowa Hawkeye and just the defense, just the tradition that Phil Parker's created here. It's just something special. So
6'5", right? You're 6'5"? Is that what you're listed or you're listed at 6'3"? Yep. What are you, 6'5"?
Yeah.
Why are you linebacker 6'5"? That's usually pretty big for that spot, Jack.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've just kind of fallen in love with the position. So
what do you love about it?
I mean, I just like the aspect of you get to kind of bring everyone together and make sure everyone's on the same page. And that at the same time, you get to be in the middle. You get to be close to the action. Getting to have a high motor and just get to run around and play the great effort. That's something that's kind of drawn me to this position. So
it's okay to say you want to hit people, Jack. You can say that.
True. That is a bonus as well. You get some good opportunities for that.
Well, you certainly did with the Penn State quarterback, Sean Clifford, this week. Walk me through that play that changed the game.
Jack. Yeah, I mean, I was just we had a blitz called, and then we saw something that we kind of wanted to change up, and I thought I'd have a pretty good shot on him. My whole goal just going into it was just to get a good clean shot on him. Obviously, I wanted to make him feel it a little bit, but at the same time, you just want to be smart. You don't want to get a targeting or a roughing the passer. At the same time, you don't want to see anyone get injured. But I mean, I was just trying to do my job and just honestly making a good aggressive fast play, and unfortunately ended up him having to lead the game. But I mean, that's just a testament to this program. I mean, we work on just stuff fast all the time in practice. So.
All right. So is this your first NIL deal, Jack?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So with this Rich Eisen Show, Toughest Player on Planet Earth Award presented by Gorilla Glue, $1,000, you can get some hard-earned cash, and then glue, the product.
Yeah.
So,
there's probably somewhere on the house we can get fixed up.
So I'm going to say, like, what do you got? Let me help you. What do you got, Jack? What do you need fixing around the house?
I mean, there's a moped that has like a cracked plastic fender that I've used some glue in the past, but it's not Gorilla Glue and it didn't work. And then also our shades, like the little thing snapped off it, so we could probably use it for that.
You can't have that. Can't have that cracked moped or the
exactly
the shade.
And I mean, you might get like maybe a cut in your skin. You could just glue your skin back together. That's something that like my dad would always do.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean,
good old Iowa hands.
I use.
Good old Iowa hands need fixing.
Exactly.
What would it mean for you to go in the college football playoffs and win a national championship for your home state university with you right in the middle of that defense? What would that mean for you,
Jack? I mean, yeah, obviously it'd mean a lot. I mean, it's every little boy's dream to grow up and win a national championship and at the college football Division I level. And specifically for me, just being from the state of Iowa, a lot of people all over the country kind of overlook you at times. So just kind of having that extra chip on my shoulder and just trying to spread that to my teammates and just see how far we can get this thing, but at the same time, just taking it a week at a time and just focusing on the things that have got us to this point. But all in all, it'd mean a lot to me. Just likewise, a lot of other guys, and we just have had the great opportunity to just continue to have success. So we just need to keep doing what we've been doing. So.
Well, Jack Campbell, we're not overlooking you here with Gorilla Glue and the Rich Eisen Show. Congratulations on that performance and everything that you've done up to this point. And good luck moving forward, unless you face my alma mater in the Big Ten championship game. But you understand that, right? I mean, that's where we have to part ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can agree on that.
Okay, at least you can respect that. But right now, we'll just stick like Gorilla Glue like this, man. Congratulations on the NIL with Gorilla Glue and the Rich Eisen Show. And best of luck moving forward, Jack.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was it tough to be nice to
not at all. I mean, how great, I mean, look at this kid.
I know.
This big hulking mass of a linebacker who's in the Dean's list. His team's second ranked. They just beat Penn State. I mean, come on.
I wasn't happy with Jack Campbell on Saturday.
The award brought to you by Gorilla Glue, makers of high-quality adhesives and tapes. Much like the players this award recognizes, Gorilla brings toughness and strength to even the most difficult household projects and repairs, like a moped.
busted moped vendor.
We can't have that.
Gorilla Glue for the toughest jobs on planet Earth. Oh, baby. You know, here's something, too. We didn't expect this from Gorilla Glue. They made a medallion. Did you know that?
I saw it on
Jordan Davis of Georgia, Davis. Right? He was our first one. Our second was Alex Forsyth of the University of Oregon, the offensive lineman. Yep. Look at him.
Oh, okay.
There he is. Instagram, right. @Alex_Forsyth78. And he gave a shout out to Gorilla Glue for the great award and gear, as well as the very generous $2,000 donation. Because they doubled what they were giving to him as the award, because it was to the Steve Forsyth Memorial Scholarship. His dad passed away, a scholarship that's helped over 20 or more kids attend college over the past few years. Thank you for helping my father's legacy live on. Come on.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
He's got the product. He's got the medallion. And, you know, speaking of dads, my dad, may he rest in peace, words I never heard from him when I skin my hand was, "Where's the glue?" Never heard from him. Let's just glue it. But I didn't grow up in Iowa.
It does work.
It does. You've glued your hand?
Yeah.
I did it just last week.
What?
Super glue.
Yeah, so I, you know. When I get home in the afternoons, make a little salad. So I'm cutting the lettuce up just so it's a little smaller. Slice a little bit on the top of my thumb. I had Gorilla Glue in the drawer. Pull it out. Dab. Close it right up.
Boom. I'm assuming this is not an approved use. I'm assuming.
Probably not, but it does work.
The tape will work, too.
It does work.
Huh?
The tape will work, too.
Okay, very good. Yeah. All right.
It's tough out there.
I just love it. I love giving away cash and prizes, as you guys know. And that's our first Big Ten player. So we've had SEC.
Yep.
We've had Pac-12.
Yep.
We've had Big 12. We've had ACC. We've had
Big Ten.
Big Ten.
That's five.
Cincinnati was last week, too.
They're AAC.
Right. Well, for the time being.
Right. They're going to be ACC soon. Or Big
12. No, Big 12. They're moved to the Big 12.
Oh, they're moving to Big 12.
Don't forget. You gotta keep up with the times, sir.
There's too much moving.
Got to keep up with the times. But that's our first Big Tenner. Iowa 2, baby.
By the way, we didn't talk about this a lot, but best conference in college football? Yeah.
Every year we hear it. Oh, I know that. And then you hear from SEC types that we're overrated. We're the ones who are overrated.
They don't play any defense in the SEC.
Well, what I'm saying is that it'll come out in the wash, won't it? Because the Big Ten's going to send somebody to the college football playoff.
Yep.
You could be rest assured. If four teams are in the top 10 in the middle of October – and Iowa's not playing anybody named Michigan or Ohio State or Michigan State from here on out, Iowa's going to go. And then whoever survives the other division with Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State, and Michigan, they're going to take on Iowa. And if Iowa beats that team or that team beats Iowa, which will definitely still be ranked top five at that point in time, Big Ten's going. Mm-hmm. And Georgia's going, even if they lose to Alabama, Georgia's going, as long as they're undefeated in that SEC championship game, right?
Yep. One loss Georgia, one loss Alabama, they're both in.
And then Big Ten goes, and then who's the fourth one?
Whoever.
Undefeated Oklahoma?
If they're undefeated still.
Well, why not undefeated Cincinnati?
I mean, if,
why not?
With all due respect, no one wants to see Cincinnati in the playoffs.
Who cares? Why not? Cincinnati played a terrific game against Notre Dame. Why do we want to see Oklahoma? I don't want to see Oklahoma. I don't care about Oklahoma.
Watch the game over the weekend?
I don't care. I'm one of those people who say, you know what? I've seen enough of Oklahoma.
Well, you don't care because you're going to lose to them.
Michigan would lose to Oklahoma?
I think so.
I'm beginning to get my dander up on that front. And every single time I do that, it hasn't worked out for me the last few weeks and months and years.
I would say just keep quiet till.
I have. Have you noticed?
I have noticed. Number 7 in the country.
Wouldn't even know. Okay. Not talking about it. Okay. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Also still to come on this show is our friend Michael Smith, a brother from another. We'll take you to his show on Peacock. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
With our radio audience back here, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We were just talking about Brockman losing in his fantasy, being up by 44, only to lose on that last overtime touchdown. Last touchdown of week 5.
Last one.
They got you.
Got me.
What's and, the guy who got you.
1-4.
You're 1-4. So you needed this in the worst way. So
that's what it is. He's one of that. Okay.
No, but he's 1-4. He needs it in the worst way. And the guy who comes back from 44 down screen grabs.
If you were 3-2, would you have had the same reaction?
He's probably just because of who it was.
Okay. But it doesn't matter. But the reason why you don't like the guy as to who it was is because he's the type of person who screen grabs beating you, sends it to the entire 14-team league, and does not view that as a provocative act.
Like, why is he so mad?
Why would he be so mad? It's
like,
just like
the Red Sox won, you should be
in
happy.
In my league or in your league, right? That's like you said, you couldn't be in my league if you have a problem with that. I have a problem with the person sending it, not knowing, being so clueless as to why that would be viewed as a provocative act, as opposed to like, okay, if that's the way you feel.
Right,
like,
yeah, exactly.
No, it's like you're the a-hole. Not me.
Like you lobbed this bomb first, so you can't get mad when my reaction.
His reaction, your reaction was over the top.
Way over the top.
With a lot of F-bombs.
A lot of F-bombs.
And don't ever talk to me again, right?
And then I actually, funny thing is, I sent all the, you know, F you, F the Ravens, F the Colts, and their crappy kicker. I was just
well,
like,
that's the Patriot stuff.
I was just like going out on everything. And then I actually sent a follow-up like a couple minutes later of, you know what? Don't ever talk to me again.
Okay. Yeah. I was 0-4 in this poker league, okay, that I'm in. As you know, I play poker every Thursday nights here in Los Angeles, have for 18 straight years. Yeah. You know, on occasion we can't make it, but like last week. So this Thursday is going to be big.
Right. Ooh.
If I had lost to go to 0-5, do you understand what it would be like when I walk in the when I walk in the door and I don't win a week, it's just like, here comes Mr. NFL.
0-5.
Oh, and Mr. NFL, what do you know about football? Yeah. Like some guy who beats me auto picking has the ability to say to me, what do you know about football? Yeah, it's like, you know, what do you know? And it's just and I have to, when I lose, truly, and I feel like I'm knock on wood, health in my family, and beautiful wife and smart wife and three beautiful smart kids, and I literally have to sit there and remind myself of that stuff when I lose a fantasy week. It is that off kilter. It's weird. So if somebody screen grabs a victory that they just had over me and sends it to me, I can handle that, TJ.
Mm-hmm.
What I can't handle is like my responsibility. Oh, okay. I didn't know that was bad. That's not acceptable. You should quit this league, Chris. Honestly, all your college friends, really, how many of them do you really care about? Let's get into it. Right? When it's all said and done, how many do you really, like, deep down care about? How many of them that you're, like, invite to your...
I can't.
You know what I mean?
That.
Like,
I
honestly, you know, you're entering that phase of life where, you know, you got a kid now, you've got a relationship, you got lots going on, you know? Like, when it comes down to it, you don't have time for this stuff. So you can start tightening the rotation. It's like the playoffs. It's like the playoffs. Somebody who's, like, your 10th best friend, when it's the playoffs, that person doesn't play. It's... DNP, Chris Brockman decision.
I will say there are a handful that I literally only talk to at the draft.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You should quit
this.
That's fine. Quit it. Quit it. You don't have to be in it.
I'm not going to quit, but I was not happy on Monday. I was not happy.
Okay, let's take some phone calls here. Oh, boy. My hometown of Staten Island, New York. Raphael calling from The Rock. How are you, Raphael?
Hey, good to talk to the pride of Staten Island.
That's me, yes. That's right. I am the pride of Staten. Me and Pete Davidson. Yeah. And Colin Jost.
Yeah, I hate to do this to you, but I really want to talk about our Jets. What do you think of what Salah said about Zach Wilson and comparing it to Josh Allen 5 games through? Because I don't think this is nearly a similar enough situation to make that comparison. Josh Allen had way more around.
Here's the problem. You want the good or the bad? You want both, obviously. Which
it's
one do you?
All bad.
What, no, it's not
it's
all bad. It's not all bad, Raphael. It's not all bad. So God, you want here's the good. Okay, here's the good. The good is the kid keeps on showing up, and you know, and is taking his lumps, and the lumps need to be acquired. They must be acquired. They're gonna come, and they're coming fast and furious. And the reason why Jet fans are having a tough time absorbing these lumps along with him is he has not shown up shiny out of the box like Patrick Mahomes did a few years ago. Mahomes had a year of sitting, but he didn't just show up shiny out of the box like Mahomes. And he also has, you know, thrown too many picks. And you're waiting to see immediately him just take off, zoom, put the entire franchise on his back, and all those losing seasons that have caused you to feel like these lumps are just more of the same are over. That just doesn't happen in the NFL. And when it does, like with Mahomes, it's because the rest of the team is ready to win. And that's the bad here, is we're trying to evaluate another quarterback while wondering if there's enough pieces around him to protect him, for him to throw to, for a defense to put him back on the field. We're having a difficulty evaluating him because the left tackle got hurt. And now we're wondering when Marcus May is going to come back, and can the defense actually put him back on the field, and what are we actually seeing with him? The good thing is this kid, Michael Carter, looks to be like a good piece and a good deal. Also, you know, Mims got on the field for a hot second in London. We saw him with a nice catch and then come right off. You know, I don't know, except that you just got to trust you got the right coach and the right GM. And I believe that the Jets do, and that the kid has ability to throw on a run, and he has the ability to keep coming and keep ticking. And that's what I hear, too, that he's a competitor. Like, he was pissed that he didn't win that game in regulation and needed to have a field goal in overtime against the Titans instead of just ending it right then and there. And that's the attitude that you want. How does that sound?
Sounds like we can work with that.
Okay. There we go. Where are you a native of Staten Island, Raphael?
Born and raised, and then followed your lead and moved out to California.
Oh, fantastic. All right, very good. I'm PS54, IS72, Susan Wagner High School. What are you?
I went off island. I went to Xavier.
Oh, tough guy.
Thanks
for the call. Thanks for the call, Raphael. He's not a real Staten Islander. Is he gone?
He's
gone. He went off island.
He's gone.
Please.
Went over a bridge.
Yeah. You know, Susie always hears me with my friends. We grew up in the city, and she makes fun of us like you didn't grow up in the city. She sounds just like you, Brockman.
She's not wrong.
Lee in Kentucky. What's up, Lee in Kentucky?
Hey,
Ray, how are
thanks
you?
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I'd like to weigh in a little bit on what Amy Trask was talking about earlier. I don't know how old John Gruden is. I'm 53, and I think a lot of us that grew up in that time, unfortunately, it was a time when the women were expected to be barefoot and pregnant and in the kitchen. And I think a lot of these kids our age actually grew up, and they equated it to sports where girls should stay where they belong, and they don't belong in sports. And I agree to some extent that there's some sports that, whether it be on the ice or the field or in the pool or wherever, they can't compete because of, you know, the physical aspects of it. But that doesn't mean that these women don't have a mind, because they've proven it in politics, on Wall Street, and now in the sports world. So, you know, that way of thinking from the 1970s is just kind of bedrock to me.
Yeah, he's 58. And again, his belief on women being qualified to be officials in the NFL, again, may not be the entire scope of his view of women in the workplace. I have no earthly idea. Again, you know, Amy Trask, who was on this show, was a longtime Raider executive when he first arrived in Oakland and being hired by Al Davis. I don't know what to say other than the fact, like, I never understood, you know, and thanks for the call. Now that I have a married man and have a daughter and watch my wife parent up close and personal and watch my daughter grow up. And I just don't understand the time when it becomes, okay, women, you are so important as a mom. Women, you are so important as a wife. The world revolves around you in our household. But when it comes to you trying something in business, what decision-making skills do you have? What real brass knuckles ability do you really have to actually do the job? I mean, how ridiculous is that? Honestly, every single person will talk to you about what mom meant and what your wife means to your family and what she means to you in terms of your relationship as a husband and wife. And yeah, but when it comes outside the home to actually do that job in business, you don't have what it takes, except you have what it takes in every other facet of life. It's so stupid. Stupid.
I was wondering what the caller meant when he said the girls couldn't compete. Did he meant like against men in those sports? Because when he says the women on the ice, like the U.S. women's hockey team in the last like six games have two golds and like three silvers.
How about soccer? You think the men would sign for the
same success? I'm not sure.
How about that one?
I think he was trying to make a point, but I'm not sure what that point was there.
Chad in Cincinnati, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Chad?
Hey, Rich. I just wanted to tell you that you really struck a chord with me.
What's that?
When you talked about fantasy football and how you act when you lose that next Monday.
Yeah.
But here's my question for all you guys. I extend that to when my team loses. So when the Cardinals lose, that Sunday night is bleak. Monday, I can't even read.
Thank you.
The same. I have a hard time getting to read like Peter King and Pro Football Talk because I'm so disheartened. Do you guys have that same kind of attitude when your actual team loses as well?
Well, here's two answers for that. First, three. I have 3 points to make, so hang with me, Chad, here. First of all, I'm a Jet fan, so I'm a hollow shell of a man. Like, if actually I allowed the losses to affect me so greatly, honest, I'd be sitting in a fetal position on the floor crying. So I have to fight that urge. Secondly, congratulations on the fact that you haven't had that feeling since 2020 so far, with the Cardinals being the last lone undefeated team in the NFL. And thirdly, you're who you are as a person just came through, that you are making an impassioned plea on live sports talk radio and television and still was courteous to whoever just did something in the middle of your soliloquy. Were you at a drive-through of some sort? Or what's...
I was at Starbucks, yes.
Okay, well done.
It was the first time I've ever gone to this Starbucks and there was no line.
Okay, so, well, that's good.
Know, we had a moment. We had a moment.
We had a moment. And so you went there in the middle of what'd you get? You get a latte of some sort right in the middle of your take?
Nah, I just... Venti Pike, man. Just a Venti Pike.
Okay, Venti Pike place. Very good. Straight up. Cream sugar and all that. And your name is Chad, so they probably spelled it correctly. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
You know what? They did. They did.
Very good.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
So it's a good day, Rich. Like when you're right. When your team's 5-0 and,
yeah,
you know, you can go through Starbucks and there's no line. It's
no line. Look at you.
Week.
I'd play the numbers if I were you right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Powerball.
Thanks, Chad. There's Chad in Cincinnati, everybody. You picked up on that one.
immediately looked at
you. He's like talking about
you.
We're
on the same page.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, he's being courteous.
I can't conduct a phone call on a drive.
You can't do anything at the same time.
Multitask,
amazing.
Not in your
honestly,
vocabulary.
Like when you're like whatever
all
you're looking
matters.
At your computer screen, you don't listen to our show. You check out. Like you shut down.
All I need is these to function.
What is those?
My fingers.
Oh.
First of all, I'm a phenomenal multitasker.
I mean, Mike.
By the way, you are without a question.
I mean, you
a very talented man. I say this to you all the time.
You've seen me.
I say this to you all the time.
Like, boom.
You know, how many times can people say, well, I can do that guy's job? We cannot do your job.
No, it's
okay.
It's,
we cannot do your job. You're a very highly skilled professional, and you're a terrific human being on the planet who loves to meet people and gets upset when you're checking in and doing your job with other people and they don't stop to talk to you.
Yeah, I want
to. Okay, all right, so fine.
However.
But
however,
I am a fly.
You
I'm
are,
a gnat. I'm a gnat.
No, you
I'm
are not. Gnat. You are not. You're a terrific human being. All that said.
One thing at a time.
You are one of the worst multitaskers I've ever seen. Ever. Ever. You're stunned.
Yeah, I know.
Because you gotta own it. Just own it. You own it. You own it. The number of times where you're just staring at something on your screen,
and you're
like
not
literally,
even listening.
Like you're splitting an atom, whatever you're doing on that screen, and we're talking about, and we're setting you up for a drop, and then you're just like you pop up like what?
What?
Let me find it. Oh, I gotta find it.
Am I supposed to listen to the nationally syndicated radio and television streaming show
while
I'm mixing it? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
You guys do know that.
I'm saying he walked into this, didn't he?
Like he walked into.
You guys do know that when you're mixing, there is a. Have you ever seen? You've never.
I'm not. I don't know.
Exactly. Like, you have never watched.
Like on Facebook
when you're sitting
and Twitter
here,
and
the amount of hand interact. You guys are paying attention to the show. You're speaking.
Yes.
He speaks with you.
Yes.
He's on the internet.
Yes.
TJ's on the internet. He's speaking.
Yes.
But I have like 20 things that I'm doing. If I miss one of the 20.
Yes.
It's not occasionally.
Are you putting the LEM together so we can land it and bring it back to bring
it
back into the?
I do it every so often.
Are you putting the LEM together so we could bring it back in?
Yes.
Safely, Apollo 13 can land. That's what you're saying.
I am the Sully of. I have to be like Sully
every day. You are putting the Apollo 13 LEM together.
Yes.
That's why you're not paying attention to the show
on the Hudson. I got to make sure the flaps
he's
are good.
He's the Sully Sullenberger of the Rich Eisen show.
He's claimed this for years,
he's
Rich.
He's the Bill Thank Walsh you. Of
yeah.
audio.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the Sully Sullenberger of the Rich Eisen show. Those are two things.
Yeah.
Keep going. There's
keep going. There's a lot more.
He said so more than that over the years. I mean, like, come on.
I love you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Del Tufo, everybody.
But I do have the attention span of a gnat sometimes when you guys are talking about stuff. I'll admit that. Hand up.
Sometimes.
I do.
Let's just put it this way. Sully. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you as a Sully.
Sully.
Sometimes, as you're attempting to land the plane,
yes,
a conversation is being had at the same time.
Yes.
That is paramount to the plane.
We need you in
it. It is the plane. Like, it is the plane that you are trying to land. Let our conversation occasionally be the seagull that hits the engine.
Oh, I get it.
To cause you to snap to attention.
To bring the plane in.
And be part of what we need.
Okay.
Okay?
I get it. Now I get it. Now I get it.
Let the conversation be the bird. That's all I'm saying.
You want me to make a horse in the Triple Crown?
He's the worst multitasker we know, correct?
You guys.
Right?
Easily the worst.
Okay, thank you.
I won't say that, Mike.
Thank you, TJ.
Your attention span, like you said.
We got to take a break because our next guest is on the phone line from the world of NASCAR, the 43 car of Richard Petty Motorsports. Eric Jones is going to join us next on the Rich Eisen Show.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
My gosh. We're here on NBC Sports on Peacock. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show radio show as well, terrestrially, Sirius XM Channel 211. Odyssey, and we say hello to our podcast listeners who are listening to us later on. One of our Rich Eisen Show sponsors is Power to the Patients. You'll sometimes hear my commercials for Power to the Patients. That is on this radio station, or certainly during the Monday night football games that you hear on the Rich Eisen Show. Power to the Patients also, you saw, was on the 43 car in the world of NASCAR. Richard Petty Motorsports, we all know, is a 43 Chevrolet, and the driver from the NASCAR Cup Series, Eric Jones, joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Where have I found you? Where in these United States are you right now? Where are you?
I'm in Charlotte. So I grew up in Michigan, lived there until I was about 16, and I've lived here in Charlotte ever since.
Okay. So, Eric, is it a true story that you and I are not only lockstep with Power to the Patients, but about the Michigan Wolverine football team? Is that a true story?
We are tied together on the Michigan Wolverines.
Okay, which has also caused us to be hospitalized in recent days. So, but not this year, right? Not this year, correct? Right.
This year's been good. This year's been good. Nebraska was a little overwhelming at times.
Dicey.
But, it's been a good year.
Yeah, it got a little shaky in the turns. Right. Got a little shaky in the turns with Michigan. What led you to get into a race car? Ever for the first time, what led you to that endeavor, Eric Jones?
Yeah, I mean, long story short, you know, I was 7 years old when I started racing and go karts in Michigan, and just grew up as a big car fan. My family was in the Corvette parts business, so I was always around Corvettes and cars in general, and was really interested in it. I was a casual NASCAR fan, as was my family. You know, we always had the race on, but. Wanted to do it, and my mom actually got me into it, of all people, and got us racing. And once we got started, it was kind of, it's kind of like wildfire. I mean, I loved it from the start. I was a competitive kid, and going out and racing that, it just kind of fueled that desire. And plus, loved cars and loved being around them. So being able to go out and do that, you know, it kind of fed both of the things I loved as a kid, and to this day. I mean, it's obviously. A lot different than what I was doing then, but
sure.
Still love every part of it.
What do you mean your mom got involved? Walk me through that one. What was that?
So she was a nurse, actually, and she was traveling home from a conference and read a magazine article at the time, and it was about quarter midgets, which are the go-karts I started racing in, and it was racing for kids. You can start as young as 5 and race up until you're 16 if you want to. And so she brought it home to us and said, hey, this is a – you know, it told my dad, this is something I think Eric would really like to do. And he wasn't so sure about it. I think to him sounded pretty expensive. And, you know, so
yes.
He's like, I'm not so sure about this. And she basically said, well, look, we're going to do this with or without you. So we went racing and that's how it started. And he fell in love with it right away, you know, doing everything we did with that. So it was a pretty cool journey.
So, you know, being NASCAR fans, you said casual, but fans nonetheless, growing up, what does it mean for you to be in Richard Petty's 43 in this world, Eric?
It's been a pretty cool journey.
Yeah.
You know, this was my first year with him, and getting to go over there and race for him, obviously getting to know the king and meeting him and spending time around him has been has been really cool. You know, I wasn't sure going into it how much he would really be involved with the race team and with everything that goes on with it. But he's at the shop all the time when I'm up there. We actually had a test yesterday here in Charlotte, and he was at the track all day long from about 10 o'clock till 5, 6 o'clock. So he's around it and loves it, you know, just lives, breathes, and wants to be in racing all the time. And that's really cool to me. So just get to spend time with him and talk with him and have a chance to drive the 43 car. I mean, that's a pretty big honor, to be honest.
It sure is. That's so cool, man. I mean, like, you just see it and you know 43, you know, like that is like Jordan's 23, you know, like, you know whose number that is. You know, and it's
absolutely.
It's so cool. Do you refer to him as the king? Does he ask to be referred to as the king? Like, what is it like?
What is it like? I've always referred to him as the king. I can't say I feel that comfortable calling him Richard. He's never corrected me either. So I guess I'm gonna keep calling him the king.
Seriously, is that when you see him, like when you saw him yesterday, you refer to him as the king? Like, hello, the king. Like, is that how you like start a conversation?
Right. It is. It is. Yeah, I've always referred to him. Yeah, I knew him a little bit before this season. I've seen him at the racetrack around all the time, but
right.
Never really sat down and, you know, talked to him for a long time. But yeah, that's how I've always referred to him.
Would you guys? Yeah, I'm talking to my guys here in the studio. Would you mind referring to me as such from now on? Would you mind?
What do you? I don't think so.
What do you mean? I'm asking you to do that.
I know,
but Eric, what do I do with these guys?
But you haven't previously been known as
Eric. Team. You know, teamwork. Everybody's got to row in the same direction, figuratively, for you guys to win your race, right, Eric? Like, everybody's got to be on board.
If everybody's not on board, it's not going to work.
Of course. Thanks. Come on. I'd like you to start right now. Is what I'm saying. It's getting awkward in here, Eric.
Can we wait till the next
King
hour?
Richard.
Oh gosh. So, I appreciate you joining. It was great to see, you know, a sponsor of ours involved with your car as well. That's pretty cool, man. So that's part of the reason why we wanted to have you on too. So
no, it has been cool. I mean, getting to work with Power to the Patient. So I met everybody involved over there a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be honest, it's been a learning experience for me. Knowing what their mission is and what they're all about. I didn't know, to be honest, there was a law passed that requires hospitals to show their prices up front. I didn't even know that. So I had a long chat with those guys a couple of weeks ago, just kind of asking what their mission was and what they're really all about. And it was pretty cool for me to learn about it. You know, we've had some family history with medical costs. And so I know the general struggle there with what bills can be. So it was pretty interesting and enlightening to, you know, see that you can go into these places now and you can get prices up front, and really, you know, it's going to make for a competitive market in that field. So really, I love to learn. So, you know, that was cool. I learned a ton here in the last 2 weeks about what they're really all about.
Eric, thanks for the time. Really greatly appreciate it. Let's do this again real soon. I'll be looking for you out there on the circuit, and great chatting with you.
All right. Sounds good, guys.
You
Thanks
got it.
Me.
That's Eric Jones joining us at Eric_Jones, Twitter and Instagram, right here on The Rich Eisen Show. I mean, technically, my birth certificate, I'm Richard Eisen. That's my first name. So Richard Petty is referred to as the king. I mean, how tough is it?
This is quite the stretch.
Why?
Have you ever been referred to as king before?
Not to my face.
Yeah. I mean, when it's not something we're going to start at age 52. With all due respect.
No, it's got to start sometime, because yeah. I'd love to be in a position where people refer to me as such and I don't correct them.
Right. Right.
You don't have to, or you just say, just call me king. Don't call me the king.
Yeah, just shorten it.
Just shorten it.
Shorten it.
We don't have to be so formal around here. Just call me king. Right. Having fun with that one. All right. More of your phone calls, and Michael Smith, a brother from another, will talk to him about all the headlines, including what is going on in the NBA with Kyrie Irving. That's coming up next.